In this video, we will look at the 15 aspects of human life as a conversation map. This map helps us remember that people are whole, complex, God-designed humans. The 15 aspects are numerical, spatial, kinematic, physical, biotic, sensitive, or psychic, analytical, historical, or formative, lingual, social, economic, aesthetic, juridical, ethical, and pistic, or faith. That may sound like a lot, but the idea is very practical. Each aspect helps us notice a different part of life. The numerical aspect may help us ask, what are the main things you are juggling right now? The spatial aspect may help us ask, where have you been spending most of your time? The kinematic aspect notices movement and change. What is moving quickly in your life right now? The physical aspect notices practical pressure. What has been taking energy? The biotic aspect notices health, rest, and life rhythms. How has your energy been lately? The sensitive or psychic aspect notices emotions. What has felt heavy or encouraging? The analytical aspect notices understanding. What are you trying to figure out? The historical or formative aspect notices growth, habits, and skills. What are you building or learning? The lingual aspect notices words and conversations. What conversation has stayed with you? The social aspect notices relationships. Who has been encouraging you lately? The economic aspect notices stewardship. What responsibility needs wise care? The aesthetic aspect notices beauty and joy. What has brought delight? The juridical aspect notices justice and fairness. Is anything feeling unresolved or unfair? The ethical aspect notices love and sacrifice. Where are you being called to show love? The pistic or faith aspect notices trust and ultimate commitment. Where are you trusting God right now? This map is not a script to force on people. Please do not walk into a conversation and ask 15 questions in a row. That can feel like interrogation. The goal is not to impress someone with categories. The goal is to notice what may matter. A wise question fits the person, the setting, the relationship, and the moment. If you are talking with a new person after church, you may ask something gentle. What has been encouraging you lately? If you are talking with a close friend, you may ask something deeper. What are you trying to discern before God right now? If someone seems tired, you may ask about energy. If someone seems burdened, you may ask what has been heavy. If someone lights up when talking about beauty, music, creation, or creativity, you may ask what has brought joy. Agape love helps us ask what is truly good before God for this person, for me, for this relationship, and for this situation. The 15 aspects help us slow down and see more wisely. They help us move from automatic questions to loving attention. Reflection question. Which of the 15 aspects gives you a new kind of question you would like to practice? Gentle, next step. Choose 3 aspects and write 1 natural question for each one.